What's up, boys and girls? It's Gone with John. Welcome back to the show. Hello, 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 guys. It is, I don't know what day it is. Monday, February 19th at 6:38 in the a.m. I've been up for a little bit, so I'm thoroughly coffeeed up. Let's do a show, guys. Stretch one out for you here. We see a lovely young, This is a woman here, you know, in all of their glory anyways. She's got on her best champion t-shirt. Let's see what she's talking about. Oh, shout out to Man Guide for the video. You guys give a like, comment, and a subscribe to Man Guide for all of their great shows. Go ahead, lady.
I just checked my student loans because I needed to get the information to someone.
Huh?
And what the fuck?
Uh-oh, here we go, boys. Strap in.
I started with $80,000. I have been paying for 10 years. Last year, I paid $6,000 lump sum because that's really the only way to get it low. That took it down to $76,000 after I'd been paying for 9 years. The grand total is I have paid $120,000 and I still owe $76,000. How the fuck is this possible?
Oh, shit. Sometimes I wish I had slow motion on this thing. Go ahead, lady.
What? I think I might be late to the game learning about this. Student loans are really messed up.
Ah, right.
$120,000.
Where's your husband? Just kidding. He's better off without you.
What?
Ladies, is this solid content? Like, are y'all watching this? People complaining about their bills?
Are you supposed to do?
Not sign up for it, dummy. Look at the math first. Look at the interest rates. Look at... Everybody just keeps buying shit. And they're like, hey, this company took advantage of me. And now I've got all this interest and I'm getting butt-fucked by the... Yeah, you didn't look at the paperwork. None of these companies care about y'all. You're a consumer, dummy. Hello? I know you're special and unique and all this and that and... Nobody cares. Government don't care. Companies don't care. You're a consumer. Consume. The more you consume, the better it is. The better it is for the government. Think about it. We're on the debt standard, guys. The more debt you have, the more it looks like America has money, which is retarded at best, but you get it. They don't have an interest in you succeeding. They have an interest in you going more into debt so they can get more fees tacked on to the already high interest rate. This is just the math. I know you guys aren't ready for it. Go ahead, ladies. Whee! Ladies, are you having fun yet?
Fun fact, I went to college and I got a bachelor's in...
Just kidding. Men don't care about that. That doesn't matter at all, ma'am. Also... yuck.
Marketing? But does that matter? No! I'm not working in my field, so what the hell does it matter that I have a degree in marketing?
Yeah. Oh, hey. Hey.
You like popsicles?
How you doing, ma'am? You doing all right?
You like popsicles?
Come on now, sweetie. Don't be shy.
You like popsicles?
Oof. I'm just kidding, obviously. This is one of the most dangerous creatures on the planet here. The American flatback. Mmm. Delicious. Go ahead, ma'am.
Shut up, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I mean, what if I don't want to live the way you live?
Right. Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Andrea. Everybody wants this.
I find it absolutely disgusting when...
I'll tell you what I find disgusting.
Older people have any type of...
Older people, indeed. What happened to your lip, ma'am? Did you get tuned up? What happened? I'm just kidding, of course. Why is your under your nose all fucked up and your eyes look like you've been, up for days, if you know what I'm saying, and your back is out, your lack of tits is out? Go ahead.
Mindset related to this. First off, why would you want someone else to suffer like you did?
Oh boy, here we go.
That's an old argument and it's always horrible every time I hear it. Well, I had to go through hell, so I want you to go through the same thing. That's literally psychotic. Furthermore, if you actually think the millennials and Gen Zs didn't have to suffer at all, you're absolutely delusional.
Tell me how I'm supposed to get a job when every single job that I apply to is like, oh, you need at least 3 to 5 years of experience in this field.
Why are you complaining and dancing? Dancing and complaining typically don't go hand in hand. It seems almost childish or somewhat stupid to be trying to make a video where you appear to get sympathy for your own stupidity and you are dancing around while giving a negative message. This would be like, you know, September 11th, if the newscasters were dancing around and were like, hey, you know, look at look what happened. This is not good. What are you doing? Women, what are you thinking about? You know what I'm saying?
Or one related to it. I just graduated. I don't.
Why the animation? Which, from a body that doesn't look very animated on the regular, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't have experience. How am I supposed to get experience if you won't accept me for not having experience?
Right. You got to bring something else to the table. It looks like you're equipped for it, but you're running it. So, you know, your mouth, that is. Heyo, shout out to the ladies. We see you. Here we see a modern woman with a butterfly tattoo. That's always a bad sign. She has a feminist nose ring on and her grandmother's glasses, which appear to be made out of the bottoms of old Coke bottles. Let's continue.
You know what I've realized?
Your tits are out?
Is the $80K that I'm in debt for college?
Oh, so you're worth less than zero then. What a shock.
I could have got the 2023 Ford fucking Bronco that I wanted.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't care what anybody says. A college degree is useless.
Right. I think everyone pretty much says that, actually, except for the liberals, which is really the only reason college is surviving anyways. No offense, liberals. No hate, no shade. I mean, kind of. Kind of a little of both, but it's okay. Stop voting for those people. Seriously. Anyways, go ahead, ma'am. You're skinny and, you know, how you doing?
You like popsicles?
You know, if you could stop running that trap. I'm just kidding, ladies. Seriously, though. Shut up.
I said what I said. Like, it's useless.
Right. Go ahead. You're acting super masculine. Pencil thin.
You're telling me that I'm going to apply to all these jobs.
I doubt, seriously, you're going to put that much effort into anything, but go ahead.
Pay a shit ton of money for this fucking piece of paper.
Ah, yes, the potty mouth of the American woman. It is truly garbage.
That's not even going to work. If I get one more fucking email that says, I'm sorry, we went with another candidate. We will keep you, like, for other job opportunities.
He does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
Opportunities! No, it's good, dude. It's good. I'm just gonna go back in my bed and cry.
Okay. You could do something else in there. At least you'd be useful. Heyo! Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, ma'am.
Because I was lied to.
Oh, you were. Wow, just you, huh? Nobody else got lied to about anything ever. Lord knows every man, woman, and child on the planet hasn't been lied to about everything. It's okay. It's okay, but let's make our peace with it and move on, or, you know, go ahead and do something about it. But I doubt most of you will do anything, so.
This former college thought is good enough looking to have married the man of her dreams when she turned 18, but now it's too late. No sane man will take on her debt, nor look past the body count she collected during those years of hooking up at frat parties or in the dorm rooms. Today, more and more women are going to college, and they're celebrating the fact that there are more women graduating college than men.
And college doesn't make you smarter now, it makes you dumber. You can look at college and see that. Look at what the colleges have been up to. Getting a lot of publicity for acting in a certain manner, aren't they? Children out here don't know shit. And when I say children, now I'm talking about 22-year-olds, because they come out of college and don't know shit about shit. I mean, seriously, it's crazy. Can't read cursive writing. It's sad to see what's happened to the Americans in general through the hands of their government and the education system, which is part of the government. And look at how dumb we are. Well, not me. I mean, you know, but some of the rest of these people in America, no offense, guys. Y'all are stupid. Not all of you.
Implying women are smarter than men. This stat is a wet dream to all feminists. Hmm. They believe they're going to be an army of girl bosses, CEOs.
Of what? Y'all ruin everything. There, hell, there ain't barely any companies left that make anything worth a damn. Video games, movies, TV, music. Y'all have ruined everything. What are y'all going to be the CEO of? There's nothing left. Wake up. Wake up. You got about 6 months before everything crashes in the country, allegedly. Wake up. Nope, just going to stay on a buying spree, just out here doing things, charging it up, debt, till we get cut off. And then what? Then what? You're worth less than zero. How are you going to pay it back when there's no more jobs because there's nothing else to buy because you've ruined everything? Don't you see the cyclical cycle that we're on? No? Only a few of us do? All right, go ahead.
Entrepreneurs and bad bitches who run this world, like a Beyonce song. As Aerosmith said, dream on. It means the most successful men, if not getting a STEM degree, STEM is short for science, technology, engineering, and medicine, realizes that college isn't the path to success anymore, so they're opting out because it's not worth the investment. There are plenty of trades that cost nothing to learn but rake in six-figure salaries, which are crucial to society.
Women are only aware of one. That's hoeing. Damn, hoe slam.
Like plumbing. If your toilet is clogged, you need a plumber ASAP, or you'll be living in sewage. So you'll have to pay a plumber at least $50 per hour to fix it.
Right.
Most of you so-called educated modern women would be elated if you made $30 an hour. Yet, you look down on plumbers and welders because they're not quote-unquote educated. What did the commenters say? Top comment came from a dude. I hated university. I work remotely in cybersecurity now.
Awesome.
Wow. Would you look at that? A man still got a six-fig salary in a technical field despite opting out of college.
And you can do it in blue-collar fields, too, if you know how to do it. I mean, if you're going to work for someone else forever, you're not going to have a hard time. But if you decide at some point you're going to work for yourself doing what you've been doing blue-collarly-wise, you'll be better off. Let's continue.
If that's what hated university means. Point taken. The brightest men find the cheapest way to succeed. Another comment. 2023 Bronco, great investment.
A Ford? Just kidding. Even the new ones, guys. Please, are you joking? This is getting ridiculous out here with these car companies. The prices that cars cost now, older cars were so much better, lasted so much longer, and were so much cheaper. And you can be, well, it's inflation, and I don't care what it is. An alternator out of a 69 Mustang could last for 30, 40 years before going out. You can buy one new one for a Ford on Tuesday and it'll be out by next month. It's made out of like recycled Coke cans. I digress. Get off my lawn, you kids.
Apparently, the new Bronco is overpriced or not worth its cost.
Oh.
Can someone in the comments who owns one or knows cars can confirm this? A lot of women in the comments regret their decision too. You're so right for this. I'm in the same boat and hugga-jugga-jugga-da-da. You know? Literally in the same boat. Educated and serving. Someone responds to that. Women.
Right.
Does she mean she's an OnlyFans model when she said she's serving cat? If that's a euphemism for pussy? A thought commented, been applying for the last 4 months. Been rejected at last round interviews just saying my skills weren't needed.
Right.
A chick...
Your skills, right, ladies?
Asks, what major do you have? The commenter responded, I was a design major. I ended up finding a job.
A hand job? I'm joking, ladies, but seriously.
LOL. A job?
I ended up finding a job, LOL. Oh my gosh, you're laughing out loud at the fact that you ended up having a job or the fact that you told this person. What's funny? Women, please explain your humor to me because... You know what? Never mind.
Sounds like she's implying she's working at Starbucks.
Right.
I hope this video reaches Gen Z.
Yuck. I don't have a sound effect for ugly. I'm just kidding, lady.
It's too late for us millennials.
You're a millennial? Holy shit. Guys, what are they putting in the water? These girls are aging quickly. This is, whoa. Whoa.
If being a mother is in your plan of life.
Plan of life. Ladies, do y'all have to flower everything up with your words? Plan of life. Jesus Christ. You ever take your head out of your ass before you smell your own farts, ladies? I'm just kidding. Of course you don't.
And you have yet to go to college or graduate high school. You need to think about how being a mother fits into your long-term plan. What's a career or what's a career path you can leave for...
Is this video going somewhere? Your tits are saggy.
At least 3 years to be with your children.
Ugh.
Your brain changes and your priorities change.
Yeah, not necessarily for the better on either of those two things, women. You see, your brain changes, but when you're young and intelligent and fun to be around, I might add, you are actually smarter. But as you get old, you start overthinking everything and then you fall into psychosis. Allegedly, 99.8% of you. And when that happens, this is your future. This is your future. The problem is you start thinking of all this other stuff that you didn't used to think. You used to be fun to be around, kind of cool, young and attractive. And then you start thinking all these people are taking advantage of my beauty and then all this other stuff. And then you're this droopy looking lady here making sad videos. Go ahead, ma'am.
When you have kids, I honestly think one of the best things we can do for society is let mothers be with their babies.
Nope.
Daycare, not best for babies.
Right.
When I was growing up, it was a very clear path. You go to college, you get a job, you get married, you have a baby, and you go back to work. But modern millennial women...
You weren't supposed to be at work. Also, guys, shout out to you guys here at the Gone with John channel. That's right, we have two crying music sounds here. All the baby tears, super sads.
Mothers are miserable.
Right. Women are miserable, but let's not get too focused, huh?
We can't do it all.
Right. Again, that's women as well, but...
No one's coming to save us.
That's a fact. That's true if you're a man or a woman, and that's actually a good thing once you actually focus on it. But if you continue to scoot that thing on down the rug and road and brush it under the rug... you'll never face it, at which point your success will be fleeting and further down the road because you're not doing what it takes now to face those facts. No one is coming to save you. It's okay, but it's time to make moves.
Gen Z needs to be thinking about this.
Unbelievable. That video gave me so much hope until she said figuring out how being a mother will fit in her career. It's not supposed to. Being a mother is a full-time job. How about tell the future generations of women to skip the bullshit and learn how to cook and clean and stay a virgin?
Right, and it's not even a hard job, ladies. You just refuse to do it because of reasons. The message, the modern, don't do this, don't be a parent of a human child like you are. Let's just destroy the species. I don't know what the message is, but that seems to be what they're doing.
Kids are not accessories for a person's life. This isn't a Barbie set, you dumb bitch. It's either choose a career or choose kids, not both.
Jesus, man. God, look out for this guy, right?
Because no man, especially with the MGTOW, is gonna jump onto a sinking ship and rescue the single mom with college debt. Top commenter said, I found a husband with my same values and fully supports me staying home to raise our children. That's also an option. Only if you stay a virgin and not go to college now. A couple women responded, same. I always knew I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Same. He knew pretty much immediately after meeting me that I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. No exceptions, LOL. Some more.
LOL. Why do women put LOL at the end of everything? None of it is really laughing out loud.
Ron commented, so why don't fathers have to do this? Because they're more likely working a hard-ass job that no one else wants to do so their wife can stay home and raise the kids.
Right, and because we're not complete egomaniacs. That's you women. Me, me, me. I'm doing this and that and this and that and no one's doing as much as me and blah, 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 blah. And these men are no good and women are perfect and...
There are very few career women who will want a stay-at-home dad because there's something called hypergamy. Only post-walls who are used up will finally accept that, but the dad either has to be a Chad loser or it has to be a paternity fraud. Someone responded to the comment, because they didn't give birth and men don't breastfeed. Don't be stupid. Another response. 100%. I always knew I wanted to stay home with my kids when I had them. My son is 1.5 and I work part-time now. She continues, okay, but if men know they want to be fathers, why don't they have to plan their careers around potentially having children?
Damn, women, y'all are hurt and bitter. Y'all just looking over at men like, men this, men that. How come the men, it's not fair. Men. Why don't y'all get off our dick? I mean, not literally, but, you know, figuratively. Why y'all so worried about what men are doing? What the fuck? Y'all aren't doing a goddamn thing. Y'all are doing less and less every day, lazy as fuck, all made up so you don't have to work out. And you're looking over at men. Why don't men this? Why don't men? Because we're doing everything else on the fucking planet right now, including laundry and sandwiches, dummy. And all y'all are doing is men this, men that. Men are paid more. Men this, men I'm all. All y'all are doing is looking at men. Good Lord, I hate men. I just want to watch them all day and see what they're up to. Okay, yeah.
Your comment didn't answer. That's the whole point for men going to work, you dumb bitch. Yeah, men will love to stay home, but it's strange how these strong and independent women defer to motherhood after slaving away for several years in the workforce.
Facts.
And it's more efficient for women to pop out their breast and breastfeed the baby on tap, than pump out the milk into the bottle and have the man do it. But that's called biology, something feminists apparently don't understand. Another career mom commented, "The kicker is that you don't truly understand till you give birth. I had the perfect plan for career and mom until he was actually born. It changes you."
Right. Yeah, I told y'all that earlier. Doesn't necessarily mean it changes them for the better, guys. It actually changes them for the worse, typically. But let's go on. And you can say, oh no, they really care about their children and they just do what's right for the children from then on out. No, they don't. No, they don't. They do not put the children first in any way. They put their career first and they put their sex life first. Let's not kid each other.
It's called doing simple math, cunt. After an 8-hour shift, you have maybe another 8 hours of free time if you're lucky, because in that 24-hour day, you also need at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
Ideally.
So you think you can properly raise a kid for less than 8 hours per day? You know, tell the kid not to be needy for most of the day until you get home and after you rested for 2 hours? Some bad mom commented, I don't know, my daycare is the best. I really love my babies being there.
Right. She must be getting paid.
Translation, she loves it when someone else is dealing with her problems.
Mm-hmm.
But what about your kids, you selfish bitch?
Right, she likes when she's getting paid, man, and she can put that daycare down on the child support expense, you know? Extra money. Oh, why pay this much for daycare? Well, aren't you supposed to have the kids if you actually have the kids? If the kids aren't with the husband and the kids are with the mom, but the kids are actually in daycare, why is the husband paying for that time that the mom isn't actually taking care of the kids? Right. She's just using that to get more money out of the man. And even though that money's going into the daycare, it's not actually helping the mom or the kids because she's spending that extra little bit of money that she may be getting because of that on the daycare. So it's not even helping the family. It's just paying someone else, which is really all women are doing, including their lawyers. But let's not get too sidetracked as they drain the money from the family that they used to be a part of to pay lawyers and daycares and everyone else, rather than it benefiting the actual children, wife, and husband. Yep. Let's continue.
Do you think they prefer some strangers over their mom who are doing a job for probably minimum wage?
Right.
Spoiler alert, absolutely no money was spent today because I started the day off
Uh-oh, we got tears here, boys.
Checking my student loan balance right after about 30 minutes of doom scrolling, and I do have over $100,000 of student loans, so safe to say I had a little bit of a minty bee this morning. Am I?
Oh, a minty bee.
Embarrassed to be crying on the internet, probably. But honestly, I posted this because I wanted everyone to know that post-grad era comparison is so real. Social media makes it incredibly easy.
Comparison is the thief of joy, ladies. You must stop comparing everything.
You compare yourself to Becky and Brad, who are on their third trip to Europe this summer.
Also, you could get the D, couldn't you? If you weren't such a crybaby.
The truth is, you don't actually know anybody's financial situation. Becky...
You know what? Never mind. Cry all you want, honey. We're doing this.
Me and Brad could be in mad credit card debt. Maybe they saved up for years for this trip and they're finally treating themselves. Point is, once you graduate college, everybody's on a completely different path with completely different goals and timelines. While it's human nature to compare ourselves to others, remember that social media is simply a highlight reel.
As you get into bed with your tablet.
Becky and Brad probably can afford that vacation to Europe because Becky didn't go to college.
Also, what's wrong with your lamp? What is this? Get you a real lamp, girl.
Thus, isn't stuck with a mortgage worth of debt. If Brad went to college, most likely, he didn't get a basic bitch degree like communication or English literature. He calculated the ROI or return on investment and picked a science major like engineering, because although that's hard, the starting off salaries for engineers are six figures. So Bradley made a financially wise decision. Top comment. It was student loans or no grad school. We're in this together, girl.
Boy, I tell you what, crabs in a bucket, you know? It's like, imagine you're an anchor and you're sinking and someone throws you an anchor. That's what "we're in this together, girl" means. Oh, two failures? You guys are going to fail twice as hard.
According to the comment, she'd rather go more into debt than do something more financially literate.
Right.
The college chick in the video responded, "Facts. That degree needed to happen somehow. If you can't afford it, don't do it." Another female college grad commented, "I hope that degree helps you out. No one around where I live cares about a master's."
Right, or any of the other stuff. I mean, you know, ladies, sadly you've become a liability to most companies because of your shit behavior. So even with your fancy master's degrees and whatever else y'all want to talk about, and you life coaches, and nobody wants to hire you anywhere, not even the fast food places, because you're problematic. Your attitude is the problem. You're rotten from within. And a little without also. Let's continue.
Wow, she got duped twice and still no job. That's because the degree she got was worthless. Queer LGBTQ studies aren't real. No bridge would be built better with that degree. No company is going to be ran more efficiently.
Yep, you guys can take all your equity and diversity and all that other stuff. Once the world goes south and we need real solutions and boots on the ground, none of that's going to matter. None of that's going to matter. It's not going to make a fuck bit of difference the same way it hasn't made a fuck bit of difference to anything right now, except ruined everything that used to be good because it was based on skill and merit, but now it's just based on the color of your skin, which is the opposite of racism, or what you like to suck on, or what kind of package you were born with, even though you deny that part of you. Like, whatever it is, unless it's qualifications that might actually be worth a damn in the workplace. Let's continue.
Another college grad. "Girl, I have 380K of student loans and have..."
380K? Shit, I thought she put her weight up there.
"Not shed one tear. This is another reason why modern women aren't getting married."
That's a whale joke, kind of, guys. I'm saying she's large.
"Married, because no sane man wants to take on their debt."
She strains shrimp and krill through her baleen. Whale joke number two, boys. Pay attention.
"If you're dating a woman who went to college..."
Moby Dyke. I'm joking, of course. That's number three.
"Which I strongly advise you not to. Look at her finances. And if she refuses to show you, walk away. She's debt trap. It's not just the student loans. You gotta think. If they have no money after paying the minimum on their college loans, how are they gonna afford other bills?
Especially if they go out every weekend getting beached. Heyo, that's a drunk whale joke. Whale joke number four, guys, I think. They said it couldn't be done, but we broke all the rules today, guys. Go ahead. What are they talking about again?
"They use credit cards and run up more debt from those." A man probably asked, "I just got to know to understand. How did y'all end up with these huge loans? I got zero aid, worked two jobs, went to a community college, and paid it off. Sounds like he did it the smart way."
My college was just a different level of expensive. That's why you're dumb, ladies. You go get an underwater basket weaving degree, shout out to AMS, and you can't figure out why you can't make a living, because nobody's hiring anybody to do that. You know what I mean? Yes, you got this thing. Oh, I'm a journalist. Great. Journalism's dead. It has been dead for a long time. And now everything that used to be where they looked at CNN and all these other places, now they look at Twitter or wherever else, and YouTube, and... yeah, nobody wants to hear what the mainstream media says, because that's all propaganda from the government. And we've caught on to that little trick, so nobody wants to hear what they have to say. And they get their news from elsewhere. And sometimes even from regular old people, because that's the best source of unbiased, usually sometimes, news or information. But yeah, and now you're out here like, "I got a degree. Oh, good. Who are you going to write for?" All the magazines are gone, shut down, bankrupted by the women that ran those companies into the ground. All the movies, same thing. The music's going the same direction, that and of the rainbow, which, look, if you're, hey, I get it. You want to sell to 13% of the population, go ahead. Or the woke people and normies are starting to wake up and say, hey, you know what? All this other devious stuff, we're kind of tired of it and tired of hearing about it. So, but by all means, I digress.
She replied, my college was just a different level of expensive. Another female grad responded to the comment, I went to a top-tier university.
Top-tier university. University is good at raising Marxist and communist and socialist right now. That's not a political opinion. That's a fact. That is a literal fact based on the definition of those three words. So don't think that you're getting a quality education. A lot of you people with top-tier educations are getting stopped by people that do podcasts that ask you basic-ass questions a fourth grader would know, and your shoes are on the wrong feet. Like, who's tying your shoes? Seriously.
I didn't have time or the ability to work until I had no choice, and then my grades slipped. And just like with the men, women try to get that they're not qualified for. They go to a university they're not qualified for as well. Getting accepted into Harvard for sociology isn't being qualified to go to Harvard, because that's not a groundbreaking degree.
And Harvard's gone a little bit out of its mind lately, allegedly.
Those are degrees for...
But, since women have been running it, but that's fine.
Rich women, so they can meet their future husbands in college. So, if you can't afford an Ivy League, then you shouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 bachelor's degrees and a master's degree.
And a feminist nose ring, so you are totally worthless to a man.
And 2 years ago...
And your grandmother's best glasses, apparently. Wow, this is sexy, guys.
About 2 years ago, I really wanted to...
Do this with hand signals so that we all know that you're a TikTok person. Oh, you're one of those stupid-ass people that get brain-fed with stuff from TikTok and you've got degrees and all this other stuff that nobody cares about. No one at all. No one. And companies look at you and they're like, oh, it's a TikTok person. I can tell.
Leave.
We don't want to hire her.
My job. I was stressed out.
Was it because your fingers are all fucked up? What's going on with your fingers, girl?
Not really passionate about it.
Jesus Christ. You look like you've been fingering a blender. Allegedly, of course.
It wasn't what I went to school for.
Ugh. Listen, your hand is killing my boner, lady.
But I was making a decent amount of money. I mean, my salary was 90K plus bonus plus all the things. So I was well over 100,000 a year.
Still not happy, huh? Go on.
But I really wanted to move back to Pittsburgh.
All that and life's still not good. Oh, I'm unhappy, guys. I'm making 90,000 a year. I'm working super hardsies. But I want to move. I want to uproot myself. I'm going to move to the middle of nowhere. I wonder if they're hiring for 90 grand a year.
My hometown to be closer to family. Now,
shit, it'd be closer to the dinner table.
Now, the degrees that I have, I started looking at different things that I could do. Now I have a bachelor's in psychology and I...
Oh, good. You can do nothing with that. Good. Throw that one in the dumpster and take a shit on it. No one cares. All this mental shit and mental feelings. You want to know why the country's so fucked up mentally? Because we have so many people that have psychology degrees, and those people need jobs. And in order for them to have jobs, they need to have patients. Same thing with the medicine they're using to cure your sadness. Yeah, those are two businesses that need each other. Hey, we need more psychologists out here. Every woman's got a psychology degree and they're out here to tell you how sad and miserable you are. Not cure you, not make you feel better, just get you to keep on coming back. Keep coming back. We need the business. Come on back. Bring your checkbook. Oh, you'll be fixed next time. We're going to fix you right up. Hey, we're going to get you the right drugs and the right this and the right that to get you so stoned out of your tits you won't be able to say no to us anymore. Come on back down to the office, allegedly.
I have a master's in counseling.
Counseling. Yeah, guys, don't face the facts that life are tough and buck up to it. That would be, too brave of you as a human being, too actually strong and independent. Just come on down here and get your handful of face full of pharmaceuticals. Don't worry, we'll hook you up with a mouthful of these things. You won't know which way's up. You won't know how bad and how lowly your lot in life is, and you won't care because you'll be stoned to the tits on medication. Don't you feel better now?
I never went and got licensed as a counselor.
Yeah, licensed. Boy, I tell you, the government will support just about any old shit, won't they? Go on. You're not destroying the country with your mental, emotional gaslighting of people who just were sad on a Wednesday and you were like, well, let's devote your life to these medicines. Yeah, you were sad one Wednesday. You walked into their office. Hey, I'm kind of sad. Why not have a drug problem for the next 20 years? You want to?
It takes so...
Allegedly, of course.
So many hours of supervision.
Supervision by who? A man? Go on.
Yada, yada. So I don't have my LPC. I don't have my license.
Ooh, an LPC. Anyone give a shit what that means? She doesn't have her NPC, guys.
So I was looking in fields, obviously, that I can do psych or do...
Do psych in. You're helping people mentally, lady? I'll be honest with you. You don't strike me as mentally,
Anything related to a counseling
Right. So just talking then? You want to get paid to talk to someone about their bullshit problems so that they'll think you're helping them when really you're just a pseudo-leech. Leeching off of the sadness of other people. Yes, I'm a counselor. We're going to talk about your problems and we're going to talk about... Oh, do you mean fix them? Oh, God, no. No, we'll just keep talking about them. You know, here, I'll schedule you an appointment.
Background. Jobs, I'm not even kidding you, were anywhere between $25,000 and $35,000 a year.
Yeah, it's not a high-paying field because you guys have saturated the market with you dumbasses. The same way you have with your coochie cunts, there's too many head med shrinks out here. Most of them are women. Go figure, huh? And then, you don't realize how supply and demand works because you're communist and socialist because you went to college. And you don't understand that once the market's flooded with pussy, the price goes down. Period. Period. And it takes all of the things you used to get for free, i.e. in exchange for, you know, giving us a little pussy, you don't get anymore. Marriage, happiness, children, all of these things. Well, you still get the children, but, you know, then you end up with sadness and head meds thanks to the cyclical cycle that you yourself are part of. Allegedly, of course. But I digress. Don't think about it too much.
That's with a master's degree. How is anybody supposed to live on that? And if you do, I am so sorry. I know that the economy...
Yeah, she's totally sorry, guys.
The American economy sucks, and I'm privileged to be...
Oh, yes. You're white. Let's talk about our privilege.
To have been able to find a job... for 55, or else I wouldn't be here, and I got lucky with my living situation.
These $55,000 a year women will be $100,000 in debt working a $55,000 a year job and think they've accomplished something. I'm not even kidding, guys. This shit's ridiculous to me. This bitch here thinks she's doing something. She's probably 200, 300 grand in debt for her college student loans, if I'm guessing. And she's like, I'm making $55,000 a year and I'm only paying 21% on my interest rate on this and that and the credit card and the car and the house and the... Right, and you make 55K. You can't figure out why you're alone, why you're broke, why you're still in debt, why your debt's going up. And you're acting like tough shit. I need a man who makes six figures. Bitch, you are nothing. You are less than zero on a book. If you look at a book and you got the red line and the black line, you are fucking in the super red. Talking about, I'm a hot shit out here. I got a degree in something no one gives a fuck about. Okay.
Because if I didn't have this place to rent, then I would still be...
Renting.
...in Connecticut and miserable and hating my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a different kind of stress because...
Uh-oh, miserable and hating life.
The stress I have now is money related.
Oh, you don't say. How did I know that? Go on.
And not... surgeon related and operating room related, but I feel mentally happier in this situation, even with the financial stress. I can try and do something about that.
Like what?
But to have two bachelor's and a master's degree, and the only significant options, like 90% of the options, 99% of the options that I had were like...
Would you lose like a arm wrestling competition or something? What's wrong with these fingers? You've been pointing at the blackboard or what? It's going on. You know what I'm saying? Maybe your vagina's crooked. Get it? That's a fingering joke, guys. I'm sorry, YouTube. It had to be done. Go ahead, crooked fingers.
$15 an hour. Salary of about $30,000.
You ever seen that meme with Chris What's-His-Name and he's got the like fucked up hand and it's all... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How are people supposed to pay bills? That's my nightly rant.
Welcome to the real world. No one pays you $100,000 to do a fucking hobby.
Right.
They pay you to deal with the stress they don't want to deal with.
And there's not a lot of stress with listening to people cry and telling them, here, take this medicine. It's not a very stressful job. You know what I mean? I mean, you do have your occasional nutso that comes through. But, you know, also, you would have to pay me an awful lot of money to listen to women cry about stuff and talk about shit. I did this. I can't believe it. All I did was shoot myself in the foot and I'm bleeding. Oh, tears for me.
And before getting these bullshit degrees in counseling, can you do some simple research? Look up the average salary for a counselor per year and then look at the degrees required and how much time and money those degrees cost. A Walmart employee can make the same amount of money as these counselors who are making $30,000 per year with no education.
Right, which is akin to a counselor also. Heyo, counselor slam.
Top commenter said, next time, major in something that's in demand if you want to make money.
Right. Not a high demand for people that like, let's talk about this. You know what happens to human beings when inflation rises and things get tough and living and paying bills get harder? They stop spending money on frivolous, stupid shit. And then they get to real and they're like, well, I guess I could cancel my counseling sessions for $250 a month because, you know, well, it's usually more than that, but yeah, I guess I could cancel that because I don't feel so sad anymore when I save that $600 a month. Nothing cheers me up like not wasting that money to talk to Betsy about my problems.
Dude responded, yep, I agree. If you aren't majoring in something that's in demand, then it's pointless to go to college, honestly.
Yep.
True. A feminist responded, God forbid you actually learn something.
Right, because college is teaching things, guys.
We can't have the learning. No one says you can't learn, idiot.
Yes, the argument of a feminist.
You can learn anything on the internet for free.
Yes.
No loans needed. Another college grad. Yep. BA in psych, master's in education. I've been working in higher ed for years. Make $45,000 now.
$45,000. Now, I know there are some of you men out there that don't make that much yet because you're not there yet, but still, this is like an entry level, guys. I've made $45,000 before when I was knowing nothing and nothing. So, you know, so that's not impossible to get to.
Def not worth the student loans.
Right. I did that with no student loans. You know what I mean? I mean, I, you know, stumbled my way backwards ass through life, bumping my head on every kind of object. And then, you know, $45,000, this is easy. This is actually what they call the median income in America right now. Did y'all know that? This is around the median income. And she's like, I've got a master's in this and a psych in this and a bachelor's and a... Yeah, you make the average income in America. You're average, but you paid $300,000, $400,000 to do it. Congratulations, stupid. You got played by the system. But no, you're smart with your degrees and stuff. Wow, we're all really impressed. It doesn't make you look fat at all.
Or you could have saved your virginity, married at 18, had 4 kids and homeschooled all of them free of debt. A successful man commented, those degrees pay zero. I get offers every day, $100,000 every day. It's not them, it's you.
Right.
The woman in the video responded, I hope you or anyone you love never needs any mental health help.
Mental health. You guys, we have wasted so much time on this dumb shit. I know, everyone has feelings. It'd be different if you were going through something that every other human being on the planet doesn't go through, but when you do this and you act like you're the victim because life's difficult sometimes, it makes you seem like a petulant child who's playing the victim role. Everyone has feelings. Everyone is sad sometimes. Everyone is happy sometimes. It's totally normal. It's totally part of life. Why are you paying people all this money to talk about it? And why are you so affixed on it rather than actually going out and trying to live life and enjoy it a little bit And if you're broke and you can't afford to live life and enjoy it, I know, I've been there. Don't feel bad. Get better. Make more money. Then go out and live a little or do little things incrementally that bring you joy every day rather than soaking in your own shitty diaper. Allegedly. Let's continue. And no hate, no shade if that's you right now and you're sitting there in a pissy potty. Okay? I've been there. I've felt bad for myself. I've been depressed. Let's do something fun now. Okay?
Because think about what they make when you do. It's mostly modern women and feminists or the spawn of those who need mental health help. Strange how that works.
And I'll be honest with you, a lot of you, if you just get off the goddamn drugs and alcohol, you'd be a lot better off. No heat, no shade. I've been there myself. I'm no better than you. I'm just being honest with you. Once you learn to process your emotions instead of doping your tits off, you'll feel better. Allegedly.
Someone responded, LMAO, they are not needed. They're all a joke. That's why you get paid nothing. Yeah, those touchy-feely careers are mainly babying women who can't accept reality or the consequences of the choices they made. Another worthless major commented, I have a bachelor's in social work in California, literally considered low-income.
Social work. Guys, let me tell you something about work and people and humans and paying bills and getting shit done. You need to stop being so social about everything. We got to come together and do this. We're all going to work together as one big team, but we got to have rules in place and I control the rules and I decide because I'm part of HR and I say, do this and do that and don't do like this. And oh God, don't say that. Don't have too much fun. Don't use that joke. Turn that music down. Take those pictures down off the wall. You don't need to be all social. When you're social, you give your life away to someone else to dictate your thoughts and ideas and behaviors. Think about that as long as you need to. Seriously, let's continue. The best way to win is not to play their game.
Come, and I don't even qualify for some low-income housing because I don't.
Right.
She's doing work that a nun could do for free.
Right.
Woman in the video responded, I believe it. It makes zero sense and they wonder why people flee the field. We try to help people yet can't live ourselves. Apparently, the help you provided isn't that critical. Otherwise, you'd get paid more.
I just checked my student loans because I needed to get the information to someone, and I started with $80,000. I have been paying for 10 years. Last year, I paid $6,000 lump sum because that's really the only way to get it low. That took it down.
Right. And just to put that in perspective, for those of you that don't know much about financial stuff, if you have an IRA, $6,000 is the maximum you put in every year. That's what she paid to her student loans. Let's continue.
Down to $76,000 after I've been paying for 9 years. The grand total is I have paid $120,000 and I still owe $76,000. I think I might be late to the game learning about this.
Right, because you always thought you knew everything and thought that it was all just one big party and didn't know that you were being used and swindled by the system itself. Because that's how the system profits, is off of the dumb people. And it likes having dumb people. That's why it's actively making more dumb people as fast as it possibly can. Because when you don't know, you sign the paperwork and you're like, yeah, of course. Yeah, totally. Student loan. I'm going to be a what? Oh, there's no need for that. I'll get it anyways. And I'll have a degree. And then I'll tell people about my degree and how special I am. And I'll feel special until I don't. And I realize that I just got butt fucked by the system. It's what it does, guys. Whether you're a man or a woman, but if you're a man, at least you can prepare yourself, you know what I mean? Or hopefully avoid the old D and the A, you know.
Student loans are really messed up.
Right.
Yeah, they are really messed up. So here's what's happening here. She didn't realize that making minimum payments with a high interest rate would mean her student loan balance grows as she tries to pay it down. So she's paid down $4,000 from her original balance while having paid $120,000 total for an $80,000 loan. Y'all, this is the reality of student loan. This is why you can't just make a minimum payments. This is why you shouldn't get on these income-based repayment plans where it keeps your payment nice and low as a gift to you while your student loan balance balloons and balloons and balloons. It could grow 50%, even 100% if you make these minimum payments. So you've got to throw extra at it. Use the debt snowball method. Get these out of your life. Don't wait a decade.
Debt snowball method is by what's that guy's name? The old guy. Bald head. Gone with John. No. Who's the other one? You guys will figure it out. Phil. Coach Phil. Or something. I can't remember his name.
2 decades.
I don't watch his stuff though much, so you know.
Take control. Be done with it forever.
If you keep making just the minimum payments on your student loans...
Dr. Phil? No. That's somebody else. Who's the money guy?
The interest that is accruing can start to outgrow the...
Dave Ramsey. Dave. Dave Ramsey. Yeah.
The actual money you're paying towards your loan. High schools should teach basic finances, but feminists keep on lowering the education standards.
Right. And also, the government doesn't want smart, intelligent people who can figure these things out. Neither do the companies and corporations, because all of them profit off of each of us. We think we're individuals with freedom and free will and all this, but it is Sophie's choice. Essentially, we are all profit makers for the companies and the governments who need the money also to keep the whole thing going, so that they can keep making money every day. We just play a crucial role of being the thing that works for quote-unquote money, barely enough to survive in most cases, to give it back over to these companies so you can watch whatever's on Netflix later on tonight. Don't think about it too much.
And the gynocentric dictatorship want debt slaves, so people are easier to control. Thought commented, interest should not exist on student loans. I know it's the reality, but reality is wages are not keeping up and it's evil.
Right. I mean, it's not evil, it's that you're dumb. That's the problem, is you go to the most basis of human thoughts and emotions. This is good, this is evil, this is... No, this is actually greed at its finest. And then yes, greed is an evil thing. It is one of the sins. It is, but rather than get mad at the thing, why not look at the people who are taking advantage of you? Companies, corporations, all of these things, and learn what these actual numbers mean. So when you sign something at 21% interest, rather than someone saying that and you signing a piece of paper, they explain to you, interest is where the company makes its money back. They don't just take your $20 and invest it, you know, give you $20 and, you know, invest it, and then they pay you, you pay them $22. And no, they could make 2, 3, 4 times that $20 off that loan. But never mind.
If bitches like you stop voting for big government, then the Fed wouldn't devalue the dollar by printing more money.
Right. And they wouldn't have so much control over our personal lives, which would actually be better for us as people and not as good for them. They wouldn't be able to profit and control all of the things that they profit off of, which is why they have everything in place to make sure you only hear the approved messages the FCC allows, and that they only this, and that you only can buy their products or their people that have gone through their chains to get their products onto the marketplace. It's all a big thing, a big control game. But by all means, y'all just keep subscribing to Hulu and Netflix and everyone else. They'll have a new thing next week that you gotta have. Hey, do you have your Stanley mug yet, you fucking sheep? I'm just kidding. Let's continue.
To pay for the government programs and handouts. A chick responded, I'm glad you're permanently unhappy, to be honest. That's funny. Bitches don't really care about each other if they don't have the same problem.
Right.
A thought commented, yes, forget rent, forget groceries, forget transportation, forget going to the doctor or dentist, and pay off your loans at once. Easy. No one put a gun to your head to go get into debt to go to college.
Right. You stick into your spokes of your bicycle, went end over end, and now you're blaming everyone else except for yourself.
Should have used basic math to break it all down. But according to feminists, math is sexist.
Right.
Man finally said what we're all thinking. This is why you shouldn't go to school.
Right. You shouldn't, guys. I tell my kids, yeah, don't do that. Think of things that you actually want to do in life. In the meantime, work to keep your head above water like the rest of us do until you figure life out and figure out what you want to do that you actually enjoy that you can get paid for. That's normal. Don't go $100,000 into debt in a thing at 20 years old when you don't know shit about shit. No offense. Don't do that. It's terrible advice.
Some woman responded, what a white and privileged comment.
One of my sons right now, I don't tell much about my kids, but one of my sons just got his trade school thing. I won't talk about it much to tell you what trade he's going into or anything like that. But yeah, he's accepted. He's decided that's what he wants to do. He's working on that shit. And I mean, he's years ahead of the game. It's going to be incredible for him. Because he wasn't like, I'm going to think like everyone else. He was like, this is what I think. Perfect, man. Brilliant. I love watching men grow.
Dude looks...
Pause, by the way. Don't clip that.
Mexican. Modern women will find anything to blame except for themselves or their ideology. And there you go. modern women having to live with consequences of their actions. Us men try to warn them, but they claim we were scared of educated women, that we wanted to keep them oppressed in the kitchen, or we were being sexist. No, us men were promoting the nuclear family, which worked for thousands of years. That's why society is built. Only in the last 69 years have women decided to be strong and independent. And despite them being strong and independent, society is magically falling apart.
Right.
As always, I wish you tremendous success.
That is what is up, guys. Shout out to Man Guide for their excellent video. I'm going with John. Thank you guys so much for coming. It's wonderful, as always, to see you guys. I'm going to try to stick to the 2 one-hour videos a day, but maybe not. Maybe I'll do one-hour video a day, maybe, and then break it down into pieces and upload it. That being said, sorry about all the uploads, but I've got clips coming out from now until like 30 days from now, well into next month, of like 2 or 3 clips a day. You know, so y'all will have at least 2 or 3 10-minute videos from me around that every single day for a long time. And then I'll still try to do one of these videos that I shoot each individual morning just so I can feel like I did something first thing in the morning instead of sitting on my fat ass, or getting fatter ass anyways. Good to see you guys. I'm gone with John. Hit like, hit comment, hit subscribe. Peace. Fuck you, fuck what you're gonna get, you don't even know my